Well, I am grateful to have this chat with you
Yeah.
today because we've come a long way in our co-leadership and also in our collaboration together. We've been working closely over the past, let's say, 4 years. And we've really, I think, intentionally centered well-being and rest and in very different shapes and lengths and widths throughout our process. And I think for me, one of the first seeds that I see that were centering well-being and rest became important and how it could happen in a shared relationship was when I go back to the social revolt here in Chile and where I was working different projects and programs, and I was working closely with Zara. And at that time, I saw that I needed to recenter myself and support my communities while also holding some space at the organization and stepping out when I needed to go back to my communities and resting and all that combination. And we managed with Zara at that time to kind of develop this sense of, and this action, this practice of co-responsibilities across this set of projects that I had at that time. And it really showed me how it was possible to have this shared leadership, even to a project level. Do you remember how was it for you, or what was another seed that you had throughout the past years that kind of showed that this was a good path to take forward?
That this was possible and made other things possible. I mean, I think, working as the four of us, you, me, Jillian, and Julia, like you're saying, goes way back, as far back as 2019, and honestly, probably earlier than that as well, since we've been working together for so long. But one thing that does come to mind is we had been talking about our growth and our roles evolving, and you and I had been working more closely and closely together over the years. And when Julia stepped out, kind of pivoted what those conversations on medical leave pivoted what those conversations were about specifically, since the org context obviously changed pretty quickly. And I think you and I separately and together came to the conclusion that the only way we would really succeed in this role of deputy directorship and the only way we would be able to serve the organization best was if we were to share it, if we were to do it together. And we saw this a million different angles, and I'll ask you kind of some of your angles, but two that come to mind for me are in the act of sharing this role in a time that had a lot of change for the engine room and had a lot of, uncertainty. It would give us space to rest, which was something that we already needed going into that moment. I know we'd already had a lot on. I mean, this was on the heels of the pandemic, still during the pandemic. And it would give us space to learn and give us space to support one another and receive support because, it'd be stepping into a pretty different role than what we'd held before. And it was, I think we knew the most responsible way to take on the role too, was to share it and have that space both to center well-being for ourselves and well-being of the organization, knowing that we could learn what we needed to do.